Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CV veteran, and I'm blind. If you're a blinded veteran, we'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Contact us at bva.org.
Best Work Industries for the Blind, the largest employer of people who are blind or visually impaired in New Jersey, is dedicated to improving the quality of life for people who are blind by providing training and employment in a supportive work environment. Best Work's core competencies include textile and military apparel sewing and manufacturing, paper converting, packaging and light assembly, warehousing and distribution, kitting, document scanning, and digital imaging, and e-commerce. Best Work is a registered federal DoD contractor, ISO certified, and is committed to delivering the highest quality products and services. What was once a small, self-sustaining manufacturing agency and employment program is transitioning into a full-service social enterprise that will soon offer low-vision, assistive technology, and rehabilitative services to people who are experiencing vision loss. Learn more at www.bestworkindustries.org.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at VetDirect.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, your show. We got an excellent afternoon coming up, more good talking, and give us a call anytime you want. We got a lot of stuff going on.
We're live.
Call us at 407-894-1680. We're here.
We're here. Chris is, but we're here.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind.
I'm right here with you. I hadn't gone nowhere yet.
Okay.
All right, Chris.
Don't forget, folks, any part of the show that you missed or any of the last 400 shows are all archived. Because we archive this show when it shows over a couple hours later or the next day, the latest, we archive this show. You can go to the website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's a lot of other things there. You might want to read it. It's blind friendly for those who are blind and as well as the sighted community. And for those sighted people listening to the show, it's trivia time. Right now it's trivia time. You can answer. Everybody and their brother, the cousins and the sisters know who's singing this song. This was a big song. I believe it was his biggest song. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? I don't hear
it. Start singing, Michael.
This is one of those classic jams right here, Mike. I'm trying to behave, but this is that jam right here. Everybody knows just as soon as... the wind blowing in the song, you automatically know who it is.
Soft. Okay.
A quiet storm, quiet as when flowers talk at break of dawn.
407-894-6800. Who's singing the song? You should recognize the voice right away.
A power source of tender force, generate and radiate and turn me on, turn me on. Short circuit all my nerves, promising electric things. You touch me and suddenly there's rainbow rings. Quiet storm blowing through my life. Oh, quiet storm.
Okay, Chris. They should know that voice. Believe it or not, that was his biggest song. That's what was told to me. That this was his
It was hard
song.
To hear on Zoom.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you know who's singing the song, call in. Get yourself a prize. New listeners, you're first. 407-894-1680. That young man who was singing the song had a lot of hits, but I understand this was his biggest, which I was surprised. Well, Chris, any callers?
Yes, yes, I got a caller.
Okay. Any new callers?
No new callers. But this caller,
might be
this
caller
is like,
callers.
wait a minute. Hold on. He know this one. But if don't nobody call in, he want to know, can he win again? It ain't been 30 days. But that's where he at.
Hmm.
Is he on the
Not
list?
Not really.
Yeah, he's on the list.
So he can't win.
No, we can't do that. Because
no, he can't win.
We have to do it for everyone.
Everyone.
For those folks who don't know, once you win, you have to wait 31 days. It's a 30-day, can't call in. You can call in to the show, but you can't win. You can call in if you want to call in and say hello, talk about anything else you want to talk about, but you can't win for a trivia.
Oh, yeah, this gentleman
You have to wait 31 days.
I see who it is, and he's on the list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you Chris mean? Will have to say, we're sorry, but we can't break the rules, so we have to break for everybody. That rule has been in effect for a long time.
For years and years.
Yeah.
I smell liquid.
And I was just thinking about the archives. Our old archives, I think, are in the cloud somewhere from the Blind Matters. But we archived all our shows back then, too.
So my wife just called and told me that they can't. The internet is out at the house. And they can't watch anything right now.
Oh, geez.
Oh.
Are they watching
football
on
game too?
Right.
What about on the phone?
Right. She's trying to pull it up on the phone, but she's having complications with that as well.
Oh, yeah, because I think
sabotaged.
You have to subscribe, don't you?
Well, you do, but I'm already a subscriber. So it shouldn't be a problem, and she should be able to pull it up, but I don't think she understands technology like that. Hold on, I got another caller coming in.
Watch it. Oh, that's sad. So they're calling you for tech support.
So?
Nope, just that one caller.
I cannot believe it.
Yeah, it's hard to call.
Everybody should know who's singing that song. They should recognize the voice right away the minute he said one word.
Remember that song.
You have to remember the song, the voice, you should know.
Oh, yeah.
Over Zoom, I couldn't hardly hear it.
You can take this, that gentleman, what's your name, Chris Shaw? Yeah, we can take this caller. He's not on the list. Not a new caller, good. But you can take the caller.
Well, yeah, we don't need
hold
new
on,
callers.
Hold on, man. I think I got another caller coming in, too,
okay.
So hold on.
All right, good.
All right, no, we don't. All right. All right, okay. Well.
All right, so Terry from Connecticut. Terry, Connecticut, you are up. Terry from Connecticut, you are up.
You know, I did identify the song by the voice, and I could be wrong, but I swear to you, that sounds like Smokey Robinson.
And you are right, 100%. You are right. To tell you the truth.
Congratulations.
I didn't know the song. I didn't know the song, but I recognized the voice right away.
Yeah, but I dispute. I don't know if that's his biggest hit or Tears of a Clown.
I think the third.
I don't want to say the name, but you know who we listened to. Starts with Alexa. I'll say it's Salt. No, I don't want Alexa. Alexa said that was his biggest song. No, it's his biggest song. I'm surprised. Anyway, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Coming your way. $10 gift card from Subway.
Appreciate it. Thank you very
appreciate
much.
Appreciate you calling in. Appreciate you calling in.
Well, I'm a regular listener.
Congratulations. So congratulations.
Enjoy your Subway.
So you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show tonight.
All right. Well, thank you.
Well, we're glad you're out there. Say hi to your wife.
Appreciate your call. Appreciate your call.
Yes. Yes. I will say hello to her, too. Okay, then.
Okay.
Have
Take
a good night.
Care. Good night.
Alrighty. You know, Lynn, I got something to say to you that Lady A, which Michael started talking about there, I asked her tonight, I want to catch up, see if, what can you tell me about the Blind and Beyond radio show?
Oh, I know. She told me a lot now.
Yeah, but she told me a bit about it, but then she says the show starts at 6 o'clock.
Which is correct.
Central
time.
They're central. Yeah, they program her central time.
Yeah.
The person wrote it must have been from central, from Midwest.
Yeah, but that was a terrific.
Yep.
And if you ask her more than once, you get a variation of the description of the show. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. We're on her, on Lady A.
Yeah, so if you have a, as you call it, Gary, Lady A enabled device, just ask her to tell you about the Blind and Beyond radio show.
I'll say it soft. We're talking about Alexa.
Yeah.
Don't say it too loud. I don't want her to listen. Then she'll start talking.
Yep.
Children and I always call Lady A. But, you know, she's gotten better because on television commercials, they say it. But I think they got her programmed where she doesn't connect it. Too quickly with
did you hear the new commercial? I'm listening to the television the other day, and it says, Michael, I'm listening. Michael, you hearing me? Now, I know it's just coincidence that my name is Michael, but it said on Michael, you listening?
You up. It probably woke you up, right?
It was so funny. Wow. I can't believe they talk about Michael. It's funny.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Because if it was talking to me, we're really in trouble, this country.
Well, it's coming to that, though, pretty soon.
They know everything.
Yeah,
Big Brother is watching you.
Oh, I gotta tell you that I sometimes have her set for an alarm, you know, to wake me up.
Yeah.
And it'll go, hey, is it time to have a dumb drink now?
Oh,
a coffee?
Anyway, we're going to go to break in less than a minute.
We're going to break.
In less than a minute.
No kidding.
And then when we come back, we're going to talk to our next guest.
We got more trivia coming up, too. Tonight, we got more trivia.
After our guest.
Yeah.
We got a good trivia coming up.
Talk about the VA, if that comes up, or whatever, we got time.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. So we're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more trivia as well. 407-894-1680. That's where to call in. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're going to break. Don't go away.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Support for Blind to Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Welcome back. Oh, for those folks that are listening for the first time, you know what you're listening to? We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. Hope you like the show. Lynn, you're up.
Well, Flo, if you can hear me, I think we'll have you call the radio station. For some reason, you're not able to unmute your mic. So if you can call the radio station, 407-894-1680, and Chris will put you on the air.
Another problem with Zoom.
Yeah. Well,
technical difficulties.
Well, you got on. For some reason, Gary, you were unmuted right away, but our two guests tonight were not able to unmute themselves. I don't know what's going on. Anyway.
Well, they're doing it on computer. I'm doing it on the phone.
Flo, please call the radio station just as if you were calling in for a prize. 407-894-1680, and we'll put you on the air.
We have problems sometimes with GOCB. They can't get off on the computer. When they're on the computer, they sometimes, and Sheila say, well, you got to do this and do that, you know. But if you're on the phone like me, I'm just automatically hooked up.
Yeah. So why don't we reverse it? Why don't you throw out your trivia, Michael, while we're waiting?
It's going to take a long time.
Oh, well. She's on the air. Oh, you're on the air?
Hey!
Well, I'm called in because I could not unmute for some reason.
I know, but our first guest from the first hour could not unmute either. But now you're here on Zoom.
Well,
and
that's great.
It says you're still muted, so who knows? Anyway, hi, Flo.
No. She called in to the station.
Oh, well, she said.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh.
I called.
Well, Chris, do you know why that's happening tonight? Do you have any idea, Mr.
resident tech support?
No, I can't. I have to look at it and see what's wrong.
That happened with John also tonight. And yet Gary got right in.
Well, introduce her.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome back. This is our friend Flo Walsh from Lake Placid, Florida. And Flo is the owner, founder of the Facebook page. You ready? The Blind Side of Cooking. Welcome, Flo. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yay. Hello, Flo.
Say hi to Gary.
Hi, everybody. Gary. Hey. Michael.
Hey, I think I've talked to Flo before because of cooking, haven't I, Lynn?
Maybe you did. I think so.
I'm sure I did. Yeah. I talked to anybody that does cooking.
Have you been watching the game, Flo?
No, I don't have I have TV, but I don't have cable.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
You don't need cable for the night show.
I mostly listen to books all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So this is so nice. Thank you for joining us again. I have to tell everybody out there in Radio Land that Flo's Facebook page is absolutely terrific, and I hope you go visit it and request to join. And it's called The Blind Side of Cooking with Flo. And she makes me so hungry. I wish she was our private caterer.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up in the morning and then I look on Facebook and there's Flo going, well, I just made sausage and potatoes and eggs.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting on the patio having my coffee.
Hey, Lynn.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell Flo what you had, Chris has had, and Michael's had, and loved it. I'm going to give her a little insight of my sloppy joke.
Oh, all right. But anyway, Flo, welcome. Do we lose? Oh, there you are. Okay, you're welcome so much. So you are a really, really good cook, my friend.
Yes,
I try.
Well, tell us about tell us about your Facebook page and why you created it,
I created it in 2014. I couldn't believe it. It's been that long, and. Because I started losing my eyesight and I was getting depressed and my son reached out to somebody, you know, a friend of mine who I know on Facebook. And she talked to me and she says, figure something out, something that you can do. And then that's when I created that because I was losing my eyesight and I was trying to read a recipe. And my son at the time, who was probably 8, had to read it for me because I couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I started creating that and started, you know, because my eyesight was going.
Now you don't have any vision now? You have a little bit of light perception? What is your vision?
A tiny bit of light perception in my left eye, and that's it.
And I know you're
what
going.
What do you have?
She goes for mobility training and.
Yes,
what was your eye condition? What is it?
Huh?
What's your eye condition? I didn't catch what it was. RP?
Macular degeneration, retinal detachment, and glaucoma.
All three?
Oh, you get a combination.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So Flo, tell our audience, that, especially the blind listeners that maybe nervous about cooking in the kitchen, tell them how you navigate around the kitchen, because I know you do. You have your air fryer and you have all these things and you're always making these amazing dishes.
The best thing to do is you have to be organized. My first thing that I do is I have a cutting board and I will place it on a piece of rubber on the countertop, because if you don't, it's going to slide everywhere, and that to me is dangerous. And make sure your knives are sharpened. Dull knife will cut you.
Hmm. Yep.
And so you put a piece of rubber. That's interesting. Do you do that, Gary?
Mine don't slide around on my big bar. You know,
some of the cutting boards do have, like, on each
corner.
Yeah,
do have
a grippy thing.
Sticky underneath it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a piece of rubber, you can use a little wet rag or a wet piece of paper towel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what is your, do you use your regular oven in your house, or do you only use the air fryer? What do you use?
I only use the air fryer. If I'm going to make a batch of cookies or like muffins, like I am tomorrow morning,
I'll use the big oven because my muffin tin won't fit in the air fryer.
Right. What kind of muffins are you making tomorrow?
Well, I'm using a corn muffin mix, and I'm going to make corn muffins, but I'm adding blueberries to them. I have frozen blueberries in the freezer.
That sounds good.
It's going to be blueberry corn muffin for breakfast.
How many people you serve? You get. See, my problem is I'm just by myself, so it ain't no fun cooking a lot of.
She's by herself.
Oh, is she?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, me,
I don't cook a lot for myself.
What did you say, Flo?
If my cousin, if she comes over tomorrow, I live near her and her husband, they're Mr. and Mrs. Claus. I'll save some aside for them, of course, so they can have.
And do you have any nice recipes that you would like to share with beginner cookers out there?
Well, I did make a spicy type of dip sauce yesterday. I used 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, 3 tablespoons, more if desired, of sriracha sauce, 2 teaspoons of paprika, 2 teaspoons of garlic powder, and you mix it together, and you can get your french fries in it. You can baste it on chicken. It was delicious.
So it's 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, you said? And how much sriracha sauce? How much sriracha sauce?
Three tablespoons or 4, whatever you do.
That's spicy. That's a lot. And garlic powder.
Yeah,
2 teaspoons and 2 teaspoons of paprika.
Actually, you could probably dip broccoli florets or cauliflower florets or carrot sticks or celery sticks. That would be good.
I basted my chicken with it, and then I cooked it in my convection part of my air fryer.
And how do you know your controls? When you're using your different appliances.
Well, I have the Cuisinart toaster over an air fryer, and it does have control knobs. And I've had it since 2019. I love it. Mm-hmm. And I have an audio that my cousin, she made me because she has the same air fryer. So we went over the air fryer one day at her house, and she made an audio for me of each control knob.
Do you use a paper liner so it doesn't, you don't have to clean it?
No, I clean it once a week religiously. My children claim, and it's probably true, I have OCD of my kitchen.
You should come here. You can have OCD in my kitchen.
Yeah.
My kitchen needs some OCD.
Hey, Flo? Flo?
Yes. Yes.
You want to hear a quick one for Sloppy Joe?
Yes.
Okay, my Sloppy Joe, which I make, is 1 pound of ground hamburger, 80-20. Brown it all up. Take 1 can of tomato soup and 1 can of water, just like you're making tomato soup. Pour that on in. Take some chopped up onions. Put a little bit of chopped up onion in there. Small pieces of green pepper and then a few spices of Worcester sauce, a few spices of soy sauce, and quite a bit of ketchup. And you bring it into a deep pan, and then stir it around, put it on high, bring it down, then bring it down to a real low simmer and stir it around with a spatula so you get the bottom stirred up real good so it don't burn. And do that for about 1/2 hour, and it'll thicken on up. And when you get the thickest way you want it, turn it off. There you go.
That sounds delicious. That sounds really good.
Lynn and Michael had it, and Chris has had it at the studio. I brought it in many times when we used to go to the studio.
Gary, how do you cut your onions?
With a knife?
No, it's a stupid question. What I meant is, how do you do it with a knife and not cut your finger?
Well, actually, I put the knife to the outside of my fingers, and I slice on down and keep moving my fingers. Then I tap the knife to the edge of my finger and then go down again. So my finger is never underneath the knife.
It just, sometimes the onion slips, though.
A little bit, but that's okay. And then you can turn it around. I turn it in different angles and chop, yeah. chop it.
Which, yeah.
And I have some nice chopped up onions.
What were you going to say, Flo?
They make it's kind of like a handle with metal prongs on it, and it's a vegetable holder. And you can put that on a tomato, an onion, if you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I have one of those. I don't hardly ever use it, but I have one.
But, you old school cooking.
Yeah. So what's another good recipe, Flo? Sometimes you... Don't you make a pork chop or something? I've seen. Or what's your favorite chicken dish you could share?
Another easy dish. I made armadillo eggs the other day.
Oh, armadillo legs. I'm a wild food eater, but I never ate armadillo.
Eggs, I think you said.
You hollow out armadillo eggs. You hollow out jalapenos. You stuff them with cream cheese. You wrap it in a sausage patty, a pork sausage patty, and then you roll it in panko breadcrumbs, and you air fry it for about 25 minutes, 30 minutes, maybe more, and there you have an armadillo egg.
How do you get what was I going to say, Gary, the outside part? Oh, the sausage. How do you get it to stay around the jalapeno?
You roll it around. Like a pig in a blanket, like you would if you were making a pig in a blanket.
You don't use a toothpick or anything?
You roll it around the jalapeno.
I thought she said armadillo legs. I didn't know she said armadillo eggs. Eggs, and I didn't know armadillos laid eggs.
I don't either. I guess
why do they call them armadillo eggs?
I don't know what the recipe called that, but they're really good. They're addictive.
Wait, so you go to the supermarket, Publix or wherever, and you cut off the stem, right? And what do you have to hollow out the seeds, right?
Yes, and that little pouch in there, that's the hottest part. The rib is the hottest part, not the seeds. But take it all out unless you're going to have some fire in your mouth.
Flo, I have to interrupt. Which is the hottest part? I saw you put that on Facebook. What was the answer?
It's like that little rib or pouch that the seeds are connected to.
Oh, yeah.
Hot part of the jalapeno or hot pepper.
So you cut that off.
Yes, and then I cut all mine out. I used the end of a ice teaspoon to take
it's
all
serrated.
The stuff out.
It's serrated, yeah. So then you scoop out the seeds, and then you fill it with cream cheese. And then you wrap the sausage around that?
Yes, around the jalapeno. And then you roll it in panko breadcrumbs. And you air fry it for about 25 to 30 minutes. Or you bake it in the really good.
Wow. That sounds like...
What if you don't air fry it? What do you put it in the oven?
You can do it in the oven.
Okay.
That would have been a really good Super Bowl game. Kaiser, right?
Yeah,
if I made them the other day, I had six and they're all gone already.
That sounds really interesting. Yeah. How is it going with your mobility course class?
Awesome. I can walk from my apartment to the post office and back home by myself now.
Yay. And you're going to the right house now. That's good.
Yes. And I can... now get halfway to Publix, where my mobility trainer tells me, do not go past this point. This is where you do your homework, you practice, just keep walking.
Yeah.
And how do you know that you're at that point, Flo, that she doesn't want you to pass yet?
There's a crack in the curb, and that I don't go past that point of that crack. We find landmarks for me too.
Right.
Okay. Yep. Have you ever considered a dog, a guide dog?
Well, you have to be good with cane skills. That's what we're working on.
Well, you just got to have basic skills of the cane, Then that work with you with a dog. I've had 3 CNI dogs, and I don't use them anymore, but they're terrific.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking into it.
What was I going to say? Good. Flo, what kind of tip do you have on the end of your cane?
Well, the one cane that I practice with is what she gave me, and that's what she recommends me to use anyway. It's aluminum heavy, and it's got the rollerball tip because it can go over all terrain.
Right.
The rollerball?
I just thought about that rollerball tip. Yeah.
I just got one, Lynn. The Did VA, you? I needed a new cane, and they got me cane with a rollerball on it. And I don't care for it. It's a little heavier on the end. But I have to get used to it.
But like Flo
but
said,
it don't stick in. It don't stick in anything when you roll around.
That's right. It doesn't jam you in your stomach.
What did you just say?
I said it doesn't jab you in your stomach.
Oh.
Yeah. If you hit a crack, if you're in the right position, it'll go right in your stomach to the end of the cane.
Yeah.
That hurts.
That happened to me the other day when I had my mobility lesson. She goes, oop.
Oh, that hurts. Well, Flo, thank you for joining us tonight. Please save me a muffin. I want one.
Okay,
come on over.
I like talking to you, Flo.
All right. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the video show. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. We're going to go on a break.
Bye-bye.
The Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more trivia.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate
however
now
good
at
or bad a situation is, it
a public
change.
Service message.
When you call our
Foundation Fighting Blindness,
please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. The phone number to call in, which we'd definitely love to hear from you, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Love to hear from you. All right. It's trivia time.
What's this, like a bonus?
Lynn's turn.
Yeah. Trivia time.
Lynn's turn.
No, I don't have a trivia. Michael nope. got one.
All right. I want you to listen to this trivia. This trivia, it's a simple one. All you have to do is name me three duos, singers. That's two people singing in the group. Two people, not three, not four, not five, just two. Many singers are duos. Just name me three. It's from 1960. If it's before 1960, it doesn't count. If they were in 1958 and they're still singing in 60, that's fine. If they had hit records in 58, 62, 65, that's fine. Just name me three different duos. You got to name me three. The phone number is 407-894-1680. Name me three duos who was singing songs from 1960 to now. A duo.
I got one, Laurel Hardy.
Now I'm talking, wait a second. Now I'm talking about duos, not for, they sang one time together. I'm talking about people that known as a group. They're known together right. all the time. So if you're talking about Mary and Louie sang one time together, that doesn't count. I'm talking about okay. these three groups, duos. That's what they were known. They sang together all the time together. They appeared together all the time. They appeared on television or radio, or they didn't appear on radio, but they were on radio. They made records as a duo. So name me three. 407-894-1680. Okay, now call in. New call is first. 407-894-1680. I want three duos. That's two people singing together. I don't care, man and woman, two men, two women, husband, wife, I don't care. Two brothers, two cousins, don't care. Just name me three when you call in. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. New call is first. Okay. What do you want to say, Gary?
I said Laurel and Hardy, but that's out of the question.
These are singers. Singers and hit records. Singers.
Okay.
Singers.
Mm. Lauren Hardy was not singers. Oh, that's tough.
No, it's not.
Okay. By the way, if Chris is listening, who's winning?
Right now, who's winning is it's halftime, and San Francisco is 10-3.
Halftime, 10-3. Good job, Mike.
All right. 10-3 who?
San Francisco.
San Francisco, I said 10.
Okay. Three. Okay, I didn't catch that.
Was Kansas City.
Yeah.
It's halftime.
So
I'm surprised the phone's not ringing off the hook.
Yeah. Who's out there singing tonight or whatever halftime is? I don't know what's going on halftime. Usually I have singers or...
You had Usher. Usher was the halftime guest. And on stage tonight with him, I believe, was Alicia Keys and somebody else. I don't normally watch the halftime show. I'm sorry.
I know, right? That's what a lot of people listen for.
Chris, any callers?
No callers yet.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the halftime show. I'm a football fan. I'm sorry.
So a lot of people, that's all they listen for. And I heard the ads are $7 million for an ad tonight.
Yes. And I would have loved to produce one of those commercials.
I looked it up. I couldn't find it yet. I have to do some more research about the one that you said was for the visually impaired.
No, we was in the midst of doing, so I'm going to have to look back at it and see what it was again.
Yeah. And another one tonight is was big one. Is Budweiser was trying to make a sorry what I did, and making trying to come back as a trying to get customers back. So imagine their commercial was pretty big and interesting tonight.
Okay, the phone number, we're still looking for callers for the trivia, 407-894-1680. I'm looking for duos, two people singing together, husband and wife, two brothers, two cousins, two anything, but they got to be permanently singing. That's what they're known for, singers. If I start mentioning the names, I can mention many, not three, but many groups. Yeah. Two people since 1960.
I just thought of two of them right away.
Yeah. It's worth $10 sub from Subway. Who's come on, singing? People.
Okay, come on. For new call is first, 407-894-1680. You want me to give you a hint if you don't know what a duo is?
Because it's not a hard question.
You know, I heard Subway is giving with their subs lately, they're giving out some kind of a entree with them.
No, they want you to order a cookie, upsell.
Oh, and I didn't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Hmm. So,
yeah.
I cannot believe nobody's calling in. That's amazing.
Not tonight.
You want me to give you a hint if you don't know? Should I give you a hint for one?
Yeah, go ahead and give a hint. At least give me a chance. You there?
Remember, you can't call in. If you called in the last 30 days, you can't win. You can't call in again. You can call in, but you can't win. It's every 31 days. So within 30 days, you can't win. You can call in and say hello. Would love to hear from you, but you can't win a prize.
Well, give us a hint, Michael.
There's many. I'll wait a minute before I give you a hint. Here.
What I can say too? That if somebody might call in and have those as an answer.
I'm going to give you one easy one. You probably didn't know who this was. But this was before 1960. And
I thought you said no.
I'm going to say one benign before 1960. This didn't count.
Mine were in the 70s.
It was the name was Mickey and Sylvia. Mickey and Sylvia.
Never heard of them.
Right.
That's never heard of them.
You know the name of this
can I
song?
Say one?
Can you song?
I'll do an easy one.
An easy one.
Captain and Tennille.
Captain and Tennille.
There's so many.
I'll give you another one. This
you're
is
going to give them all away.
There's many. The Everly Brothers.
Yeah, I remember them.
They had many hits, the Everly Brothers.
Yep,
all right. Don't say another one. Don't say another one. I got a first-time caller.
Oh, goody-goody gumdrops.
All the way from Orlando, Florida.
Ooh-wee.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome none other than Miss Diane.
Diane. From Orlando, Florida. Yeah. Welcome, Diane.
Diana.
Yes. I'm trying to get that, the duets.
Yeah, there's three of them. You got to name three.
Oh, it's three duets.
You have three different ones.
Who do you have?
Okay. Who do you got?
I have the Righteous Brothers.
That's who I was thinking of. Yeah, that's one.
Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye.
There you go.
And
that's
Sam
Hayden. Marvin Gaye?
No, that's a single. They didn't do it permanently, no.
Oh, well, Tammy Terrell. Let me start over. The Righteous Brothers.
Righteous Brothers, right. They sang together, correct.
Yes, Sam and Dave.
Sam and Dave, too.
Yes, and, Lord, I can't think of the other. Did I skip my mind? Marvin Gaye something. Oh, Ike and Tina Turner.
Ike and Tina Turner is correct. Ike and Tina, you got it. Three of them.
Yes, you got three. Got three.
Just
the one.
Yes.
No, we'll take another one. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Congratulations.
Diane, welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Well, praise the Lord for that.
Diane,
you just
Diane,
won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Don't go
away.
Yes.
Diane, hold on.
We'll send you a $10 gift card. Welcome.
Hold on one moment, Diane. Don't hang up.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Diane.
All right. Our next caller is calling all the way in from this big old city in Brunswick, Georgia.
Ah, we know this person.
Yeah, yeah. She calling in all the way from this big city in Brunswick,
Miss
Georgia.
Carolyn.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together for our friend, the phenomenal voice herself, Miss Carolyn. Hi, Miss Carolyn.
Carolyn. How are you doing, Carolyn?
Welcome, Carolyn, from Brunswick,
Hi.
Georgia.
Hi. She stole one of mine. I was going to say Sam and Dave, but Peaches and Herd.
Okay, that's one.
Sonny and Cher.
That's two.
So I got to think of another one because I was going to say Sam and Dave. I don't know if you ever heard of Peggy Scott and JoJo Benson. They did Lover's Holiday, and they did other songs, but Lover's Holiday was their
biggest. Since 1960, were they from the 1960s?
Yeah, they were from the 1960s. They had this hit. It was big in the South, but I don't know about other places. They were from Columbus, Georgia, called Lover's Holiday.
What's the name of the group?
Peggy Scott and JoJo Benson.
No, I never heard of them.
Well, you won.
You won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Okay,
congratulations.
Nobody mentioned
Donnie and Marie.
No, nobody mentioned Donnie Marie Osmond. Nobody mentioned the Carpenters.
Yeah.
The Carpenters.
What about Nelson Brothers?
Yeah.
Nelson Brothers.
Yeah, all right, thank you. And happy Valentine's.
Carolyn.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Subway, $10 gift card. Subway is coming your way. Subway.
Thanks for calling,
calling in, Carolyn.
Thanks for playing the game.
All right, love you all.
Love you too.
Hey, Michael, what about the Nelsons? What about the Nelsons? Were they
Nelson brothers?
You mean David and Ricky?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No. The kids did.
Right, the kids,
the kids sung together.
No.
I thought.
You mean the Nelson brothers? Yeah, Jennifer used to like those.
The Nelson brothers.
The
right.
With the really long hair in the 80s. Yeah. 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 So who else?
But
was
I was saying the one I was saying about the first one came to my mind anyway was the Carpenters.
That didn't come to my mind at all.
Righteous Brothers.
Yeah.
You mentioned.
You know what? While you guys are thinking about duets, I'm going to tell what's happening next week, just so I can get my sense in. So I want to remind everybody to join us next week. The weeks are just, I can't believe it. Sunday, February 18th, along with co-host Dave Hillebrand. And guests include Eric Weintraub. He's going to tell us about his work promoting the fight to end blindness out there in California. And his recently published book, South of Sepharad. And that is about the Jewish Inquisition in 1492. It's part fiction, part history. So that's going to be really interesting. And plus your calls. And we want to wish everybody happy Valentine's Day to all our listeners. You are our Valentines that we love and appreciate so much. You heard Carolyn say, I love you. Well, we love Carolyn back. We love all of you.
Yep.
Lynn Gaffin gets well
that's
soon.
That's right. Well, we still have a few minutes. I just wanted to get all that in. And happy Valentine's Day, Michael. I love you.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate it. I know you do because nobody would put
that's
up with
right.
me like
and
you
to
do.
Put up with you, you're
that's
not
true. Kidding. I admit it. I admit it, folks. This is Michael saying I admit it.
And happy Valentine's to you, Gary.
Thank you. Thank you. And you too.
Yeah. Yeah. And Chris?
My wife gives me a Valentine's Day every day because she's so good to me.
Yeah. And don't forget, all around the world, everybody loves everybody.
I couldn't believe
Valentine's
that, Gary.
Day.
I thought it was just maybe here in England or something.
I thought so, too.
Wow.
I asked Lady A, and she told me.
Gary.
She's handy. Huh?
You know what you didn't talk about? The VA at all.
You want to give it a quick mention? We have 2 minutes.
Yeah. If you have any veterans out there that don't belong to the BVA or whatever, don't worry about it. The main thing is if you're a veteran and you have gone blind, to get a hold of the BVA or whatever and get a hold of the VA, and you're going to have assistance big, big, big time. It doesn't matter if you went blind in the service. You can be 60 years old and going blind because of glaucoma or retinitis pigmentosa or whatever.
That's BVA, sort of, but you can go to VA even if you're not blind. If you're sighted, you can go to the VA.
Yeah, you go to the VA and they will, you might get some money and all your equipment, everything you want that you need, computers or canes, watches, whatever, they'll pay for it. The only thing you have to do is you have to go through a 6-month training course for the blind, and it's no biggie. And then you can get thousands and thousands of dollars of stuff that can help you, which is very handy. Computers,
or if
everything.
If you're a veteran and you're not blind.
My dad had the VA. They took
my father. Yeah. They took tremendous care of my father when he was dying. They came here every day to VA.
Yeah, I do everything through the VA, and I know some people complain, but you know, I tell them, if you don't like it, go somewhere else. I mean, you go sit in line somewhere else. But the BVA is taking care of me. The VA has taken care of me very, very, very good.
Well, tell everybody what BVA stands for, Gary. You're saying BVA.
The BVA is the Blinded Veterans Association, which you need to belong to, because the more people that sign up for the BVA and are enrolled, which is very little, $25, I think, for life, and you're enrolled, that we have a BVA representative that goes to Washington and fights for all this money that they help turn over to the VA so we can get all this equipment.
That's right. Well,
and without you all being in there and being a member, the less you sign up, the less we get. So please sign up.
Gary, I want to thank you very much. You did a great job, as usual, Gary. You did a great job tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for putting up with us and pushing all those right buttons. Lynn, you did a great job as usual. And thank you, folks, our sponsors. Thank you all.
And our listeners.
And our listeners. Without you, listeners, we don't have a show. So thank you for listening.
We don't have a show.
Appreciate you.
Tonight.
And thank you for our guests. Yeah, absolutely.
John Katz and Flo Walsh. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Takes a village.
And don't forget, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yep.
In one
Happy
week.
Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy
Stay safe.
Everybody. Love you all. Good night.
We love you. Good night.
Sing up on.